food, the news and the reviews.
We've got Monica from doindubai.com with us. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Very good to be back. Yes, I hope we all had a good Christmas.
We certainly did. I love your view on that ticket tidbit there about family family jet lag.
What did you think of it, Monica?
I think everyone has to go through it. I mean, having a family, it can be a bed of roses and a few thorns as well. And that's why you appreciate the roses amongst the thorns. And you have to be able to get on with all sorts of different personalities and all the quirks, etc., of sort of older people, younger people, people you may not like, but they're family.
Sounds
you don't
like
choose
work
your family.
To me.
You choose your friends. You don't choose your family.
Do you not choose what you do on Christmas Day, though?
Yes, you can choose that with the family. You choose what you're going to eat where, but your family are your family. So you have to have it with them. Yeah.
See, I feel like I was winning this year by not spending it with the family.
And then if you have two, you get too fed up of them because you've had too many meals with them. You just send them off to the salon for the day, which is what I've done today.
Did the family say anything? Did they have any, you know, remarks that you weren't spending it with them?
Oh, I spoke to them on the phone.
Yeah.
And they did the normal pleasantries of, yeah, we wish you were here. But they got to save money on buying me a gift. And I'll see them next time I'm home. Like, what is the big deal about that one day?
Never put it off.
Does
Never
it actually,
put it off, Steph.
If that day doesn't mean anything to you, then what's the point in it?
Yeah, I guess.
Everything costs more. It's like Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, don't get me started on Valentine's Day.
You see?
Valentine's Day, tables for two, that's silly. No, that's completely different to Christmas, though.
I don't know. I think it's just a different kind of con. So, New Year's Eve, on the other hand.
We've got another one coming up then now.
A lot of people celebrate New Year's Eve.
Yeah, universal celebration all over the world, end of one year, beginning of the next, and all those sort of connotations about, oh, well, next year it's going to be different. This year, you know, let's say goodbye to that and hello to something else.
Over the next hour, we've got a bit of a special guide to New Year's Eve in Dubai for you. If you haven't made any plans yet, or maybe you have and you're like, oh, do I want to do that? You might want to change to something that we've found for you. But what do you guys want from a New Year's Eve out? What do you really want when you think about it?
I just want to be able to get home, Steph. And that might be a bit sort of old and prudish, but I mean, I don't know, call me what you will. We go out a lot in Dubai, and I think I'm getting to that point in the game where if I'm ready to go home, I need to go home. And the thought of having to sort of sit for at least 2 hours after the traffic has died down or pay nine times the amount the Kareem is charging or whatever it is, I just need to get home.
Does that happen in Dubai? Because I don't feel like Dubai is that place where that does happen.
Okay, I think it does happen. Yeah. I think it does happen. It was a couple of years ago. It wasn't me. It was my daughter. We were all in different places. And, very, very difficult for people to get home 2-3 hours, even though people thought they knew the back routes and all the rest of it. It took a very, very long time. And unless everyone's home, and if you're a mum, you just think, God, everyone has to be home on New Year's Eve for me to relax and feel, right, it's fine, I can go to sleep now.
That's coming back to the app again, isn't it? our story today.
On Ticket Talk Back, Monica, we were talking about this app where you download it. You can either use it to track your partner or you can use it to track your children. You put it on their phone.
Okay.
And yeah,
what if they leave their phone somewhere? I mean, a number of times the daughter's friends are like, oh yeah, I left my phone somewhere.
But I was saying, and Steph and I had a little bit of a scuffle over this one. You know, it's the worst feeling in the world as a parent if you've got your 17-year-old daughter who's gone out and should be home, she's not home, and she's not picking up her telephone. It's a terrible feeling. Has it ever happened to you?
Of course, many, many times over, yeah.
Rite of passage as a parent, though, right? You got to go through that.
You have to go through that, but so long as one parent is awake until they get home, the other one can sleep. So.
But can you really sleep?
I can if the other one's awake, because it's not my responsibility then. Yeah. I can.
Love that.
There is a code.
So my door
My door will be open, and I kind of know that the hall light goes off, my door closes, that means somebody's there. So until that happens, I won't sleep. But if there's someone else is there, like my husband, it's only me or my husband, then it's not my problem.
Would you put the app on her phone, though, so you could tell exactly where
she
was?
I don't think she'd allow me to do that. I actually think that, no, they have to grow up. I mean, how long are you going to do that for? Until you get old and decrepit and they have to know where you are? And, you know, I mean, when does that stop?
Swap phones,
just because somebody's sort of, you know, 35 and a mother, and you want to know that she's fine wherever she is. So.
Well, funnily enough, she's got it on Mark's phone now, hasn't she?
Who's that? My daughter. Really?
There you are. You probably, see what happens.
Work.
Make sure he gets home at New Year's Eve.
Exactly. Parent cannot be trusted, so we need to know where they are at all times. So no.
So you want to get home, Monica. That is your main requirement.
Absolutely.
Okay, for New Year's Eve, excuse me. Mark, you?
I want to get through the night without people giving me aggravation as to some of the tunes that I play for them to dance to.
Because you work it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I have done for a lot of years. You know, I always get a DJ gig at New Year. and, you know, keeping that dance floor full. And, you know, there's always one that comes up with their phone. I don't like what you're playing. Play this.
See,
and, you know, and then it spoils your night, doesn't it? And, you know, sometimes I think, why do I bother doing this anymore? I might as well just go out and enjoy myself, you know.
See, this is a really interesting one for me, because you were just so strong there on spending Christmas with the family. But what about New Year's Eve? Like, when do you see the family on New Year's Eve?
When I get home, my wife always comes to pick me up. She'll pick me up wherever I'm working after the gig, and then I'll see them then. They're all still awake. They're all still up.
Yeah, everyone's awake New Year's Eve. Everyone's awake for longest time.
So that's what you're doing this New Year's Eve. You're going to be DJing at the Hard Rock Cafe. And what are you going to be doing, Monica? Got any plans yet?
I think I might be somewhere close to home, and you might hear about that slightly later when we start chatting. Yeah.
And where is home?
Home is Arabian Ranches, very near the studio as well. Everything I do should not be too far from home.
Well, do you know what? I live in probably the best location for the fireworks.
Don't you just? Yeah.
Very exciting. Yeah. It's the first year I've stayed in Dubai for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So I was really excited about this until my husband said, actually, we are going out to the Liwa Festival, which I was just Googling it the other day, and it's out in the middle of the desert.
Uh-huh.
Everybody camps out there, and they race cars up like massive sand dunes.
Oh.
And the cars fall over and lots
Great.
Of things go on.
You've got to dig it
so,
out.
So yeah, I've tried to get it down. We've negotiated from 4 nights to 2 nights.
And one of those is New Year's Eve night, 31st.
One of New Year's Eve. And they've got fireworks.
Fireworks, okay. That's interesting this year, because even one of the places I'm going to talk about has got its own fireworks display as well. So I think it's not just... The Burj Khalifa will be the most spectacular fireworks, no doubt. But there are fireworks that you can experience in other bits of Dubai if you aren't privileged enough to maybe stay in Steph's flat or somewhere near there.
Did you see the news of them trying to make fireworks silent?
No.
You didn't see that? Try and take the bang out of fireworks in Edinburgh for New Year's Eve.
Not in Dubai.
No, but we always follow, don't we, with these kind of things?
Gosh.
Do you think that would really lessen the enjoyment?
Well, it's kind of a bit like dining in the dark, isn't it? So, and
which
doing
we loved.
Silent disco.
To be fair.
Silent fireworks.
You said your husband had never been as sociable.
Very, very good. Yeah, very, very, what was it, a sort of psychologically development for him. Yeah, very good. So who knows? Silent fireworks could be
he
great.
He could chat all the way through the silent fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
Food. The news and the reviews.
Monica from Doin' Dubai is helping us do it as well. So Monica, New Year's Eve, where are we going to start? There are so many places. I feel like I get an email probably every day with another 10 places to spend New Year's Eve.
Just one email every day. I'm probably at like 3 or 4 emails every day.
Really?
Where to spend your New Year's Eve spectacular fireworks. But hey ho, let's just start, shall we? So we're speaking about the Burj Khalifa. Everybody knows that they're the most spectacular fireworks likely to happen in Dubai. But what if you don't want to do the big hotel package type thing, but you still want to sort of be right there and you don't have access to Steph's flat? A place we had lunch at, actually, a few days ago, and I found out all about their New Year's Eve package, it's quite a newish place. It opened in like May or June of 2016, and it's called Mori Sushi. So it's one of these Japanese fusion type places, and we've spoken a lot about, I think they've got one in Brazil as well, so a bit of Peruvian, bit of Brazilian going on, bit of Japanese, and it is literally directly in front of the Burj Khalifa, not connected to a hotel.
Wow.
It isn't licensed, so you will have to have your beverages if you do imbibe somewhere else beforehand, but I think there kind of are a few options there. And you can have a 7-course tasting menu. Quite nice, sort of lots of different types of sushis. There's even a black cod miso on there, which they have at Zuma as well. We loved this, which is also on there. It's sort of like a sesame spinach salad with the dressing. All of us were dying to find out. We didn't know what it was. And a choice of sort of different mocktails and things with like peach puree and raspberry and, you know, sort of tea type things. All kind of very, very good. So... And you're directly in front of the Burj Khalifa, so you can see the fireworks. And that's priced at 550 dirhams. So, I mean, it's under the 6 mark. I didn't think it was the cheapest on the planet.
No, I still think that's quite high, but it is sushi, I guess, and sushi is expensive.
It is sushi, and it's very, very well-made sushi. They've also got a Robata grill, which we've heard about in sort of lots of other places like Romusake and places like that. And I tell you, I was so impressed with the vegetables. You know, it wasn't a few sort of shriveled up pieces of red pepper and yellow pepper on sticks or skewers or something. It was very, very decent portions of very, very carefully made vegetables that we had. And they also had sort of prawns done like that. So, you know, if you're getting all that sort of thing, the prawns, the salmon, the spicy tuna, all expertly done, course after course after course. And if you want to see the fireworks and take some pictures, there you are. They're right there in front of you. And you're not doing this sort of big, like you say, big dress-up thing, because it isn't a formal restaurant by any means at all. I mean, while we were having lunch there, there was, I think they were Japanese, Chinese people. They sort of pulled up in a car. Literally, there's a sort of little lay-by right in front of the restaurant. And they just got out, because the vantage point, or the view that you've got of the Burj Khalifa is so good from there. And so we were getting that whole Burj Khalifa in the frame. So they said, take me there to Mori Sushi, stop. Let me take my picture and go on, and you can go there. So that's one good option, I think, if you want to be in the downtown area.
I mean, say it's in that location as well. I don't think that's priced too bad.
It's not the cheapest by any means, but as you said, you know, it is very good quality beef. They're probably using good quality seafood. It's Japanese, and they can charge it because it is New Year's Eve and they are opposite the Burj Khalifa. I don't think it's massively more per item or per meal than it would be if it wasn't New Year's Eve. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you sort of want it. And I think that's a good thing, you know, because I don't think it's a cheap restaurant to eat at. Because of the quality of the ingredients. So I think that's a good thing. They're not saying, oh, well, normally we'd be, I don't know, like 80 dirhams ahead and let's just times it by 4 or 5 because yeah. It's New Year's Eve. So I think that's good.
There's so much parking there as well.
Exactly. Parking was easy. Yeah. 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 So if it isn't full, then the parking is right there. So
would you need to get there early, though?
I think on that,
yes.
On New Year's Eve, anywhere around there, everyone's going to be really scratching around for anywhere they can park.
They've already started putting up all the barriers.
Have they? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They started doing that a couple of days ago.
It's only the 27th today.
And they go right out to Southridge, like all the way around downtown and Business Bay. So I think they're expecting huge crowds. Well, but pretty much underground is all parking under downtown.
Absolutely. But you need Steph's scooter to get around, I think, on that day, because I think they'd be get through the barriers. Yeah.
Another place that Monica particularly wanted to talk about, which you could also see the fireworks from, Billionaire Mansion.
Billionaire Mansion. We haven't spoken about this as a new restaurant, actually, and I must rectify that in 2017. Just sort of haven't got around to it. It did open late 2016. It is Flavio Briatore, who is this Italian racing driver, very flamboyant racing driver. He's actually got something in Kenya. I know about this because we go to Kenya quite a lot, and in London, and here. So Billionaire Mansion is, does anyone know where it is?
Yes, it's in the Taj Hotel in Business Bay.
That's right. So they share a foyer, if you like, but I don't actually think the Billionaire Mansion is in the Taj Hotel. So it's the same foyer, and the Billionaire Mansion is on one side, and the entrance to the Taj lobby is on the other side. So we were having dinner at the Taj last week, and I said, I'm going to just go in and have a look at it all. And I thought, are they going to let us in? They did, of course. I shouldn't have doubted ever that they would let me in. So we walked up, and we kind of walked all the way around thinking, should we have dinner here? Should we not? You know, we're trying to do that. Very atmospheric place. Lots of bottles of very, very classy bubbles have been used to stick candles in. And it looks sort of very, very pretty and all the rest of it. And I asked, right, okay, so what is your New Year's Eve package, if you like? So if you were going to get things like beluga caviar, some oysters on ice, billionaire pizza. I don't know what billionaire pizza is. And lots of really...
Small, I imagine.
Small, you think.
Thin crust.
Lots of Sumasan, which is a very good brand, sushi. Spinach and ricotta ravioli type stuff with black truffle and some grade 12. Now, you will have to tell me about this because I don't eat beef. Grade 12 grilled Wagyu fillet beef with artichokes. What sort of thing do you think, perhaps with house beverages, that you might pay for that at the Billionaire Mansion in Dubai?
950 dirhams?
Yeah,
that sounds
I'll
like
go 1.5,
one.
I
one
think.
Yeah. Try 2.5 per person.
Oh, per person?
Yeah, this is dirhams, 2,500 AED per person. It does include
That's
drinks.
A lot to drop on New Year's Eve, isn't it, if there's two of you?
Yeah, but you might be a billionaire if you were going to Billionaire Mansion. Yeah. Billionaire
I'm not sure
mansion.
That's what's meant to be about, though, because when I popped my head in there, they were like, do you know what, we want to be accessible for all... The billionaire thing is a brand.
Okay.
It's not things don't cost a lot
people.
Of money here. Mm. Yeah.
I haven't looked at the normal price menu. It was packed on the night we visited, which was sort of one evening last week. It was 26th of December. Was that yesterday, day before? One evening last week we went, and it was absolutely packed. Christmas Eve, we went on the 24th, that was it, to the Taj, and it was absolutely packed. Maybe that was Christmas Eve, but I wasn't sure what the package was. And what if you wanted something slightly more classy in terms of your bubbles? What do you think you would pay?
Oh, well, if it's 2,500 without...
And a half, let's stick another 1,000 on, 3,500.
I'm glad you didn't say another 100 dirhams on. 4,500 is what you'd pay for a classy bubbles package at the Billionaire Mansion. But I tell you what, you could have a bit of this without going to Billionaire Mansion. If you like caviar, and I'm not sure either of you are really hot on caviar, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not wonderfully hot on it. But you could, if you wanted to, start your evening off with some really classy caviar via the caviar chauffeurs. So there's a new company in Dubai called Amster, which stands for American Sturgeon. And I won't kind of tell you all about the other things. But
well, we're going to be talking to them later on this week, actually.
Oh, are you? Okay. Mm. Well, their caviar, take it from me, is not too fishy, and nor is it too sort of salty. They're too kind of quite important things about caviar. So they can come and deliver it to you with the spoons that you need as well for a mere 300 dirhams.
Fantastic stuff. Maybe that can fit in a little bit later on to our night in. If you are planning a party, we're going to tell you how you can plan to do that to make it the perfect party. A lot of people for them, it is about the Burj Khalifa fireworks, isn't it? Like, that's how they want to be. They want to see those fireworks because they're the ones that make it to the Daily Mail, along with all the other fireworks.
World-renowned, absolutely.
Mm. Well, I spoke to Neela from Rove, Dubai's newest lower-price hotel chain. They're in a great location opposite the Burj Khalifa on the DIFC side of Financial Centre Road. And the best thing about what they're doing is that they're encouraging you to turn up all casual.
So we said we keep casual so you can come and be yourself. We are having a backyard-style barbecue street festival, which is basically set against the most incredible backdrop, the Burj Khalifa. So you have a front row seat, seeing the world famous fireworks of the Burj Khalifa, whilst you can be in casual clothing and enjoy a really nice barbecue, but also fantastic seafood, have something nice to drink. And additionally, we've flown in a really nice DJ from Amsterdam. She has a great following here in Dubai. Her name is DJ Maria. So it looks to be a really fantastic night.
How much would you be looking to pay for something like that? Downtown?
Yeah, I'll go $750.
What do you reckon, Monica?
I think it might be slightly more reasonable than that, just bearing in mind it's the sort of Rove brand and they're trying to be more accessible. So I'm going to go between the $500 and $600 mark, if it perhaps included beverages, house beverages.
Let's find out.
It's a really reasonable pricing. We thought we really need to stay true to ourselves. So our offer starts from 650 dirham. It could be 750 dirham, which include house beverages, or 850 as the most expensive package that we have for the night.
What do you think, between 650 and 850?
I thought it might be slightly less than that, bearing in mind the other Rove, and bearing in mind some other offers I'm going to tell you about. It's going to blow them out of the water, I think.
Well, it's a good one for families, this one,
yeah.
Which I think is a big thing, isn't it? Because I don't think a lot of places in downtown are thinking about that whole family vibe, but Rove definitely are.
We also are prepared to have children with us. We set up a nice little camp inside one of our meeting rooms. We have a lot of beanbags that are laid out, and we're going to play movies, and we have a separate buffet for the kids, our mini rovers, as we call them.
And that's all we want to do, isn't it? Occupy them whilst you're having a good time.
Definitely. I suppose, do you want the kids with you when they're that small?
The kids are 18 and 21.
They're
not going to be happy watching movies and having kiddie buffet. I think they grew out of that, so probably age two, my two. So.
Well, that's Rove Downtown, 650 dirhams for barbecue, DJ, view of the biggest fireworks in town. You can take your kids along. Another one that considers all the family, though, Monica, Arabian Ranches Golf Club.
Arabian Ranches Golf Club, yes, and why not, actually? I think I might come back and talk about this as a new restaurant, because they've had a massive and quite expensive, I think, refurb done to their restaurant. So very, very nice wooden floors, very, very modern, kind of light and bright. It's got a large indoor section, a large outdoor section on the terrace. And the tables that are right in front of the sort of beautiful green bits of the golf course were booked out on New Year's Eve a long, long time ago. Mm. So very, very popular place. I mean, Arabian Ranches, surrounding there, you've got Victory Heights, you've got Layan, you've got Sports City, sort of Motor City, the villas in Motor City, all the kind of family-type communities that are around here. That would be a perfect place for all these people to head to. And
you know what you're saying about getting home, though?
Yeah.
Is that walking distance for you? Because I think taxis might be tough for that, too.
Well, if we sneaked kind of via some bits we're not supposed to sneak across, it's very much walking distance. But otherwise, it would be like a 40-minute walk or so. But maybe some people might not imbibe on that night, like me, because I might have to get very old people home. So I'm just happy to drive.
What, you're not
5 minutes
to sneak across?
No. So we do, though, sometimes, because my little bit of the ranches is very near the golf course.
Golf bits.
The golf course is very near my bit of the ranches. So the Arabian Ranches, because of course nobody, not necessarily everyone knows this, I just assume they do, is built, it's an oval-shaped community. It's built around a golf course. So all of the villages that you live in are around the golf course, but some are nearer than others if you sort of go over bits that you're not supposed to.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
so really,
if they're
really
looking for
package.
Someone who's hacked up their grass the next day, it'll be Monica in high heels tripping home.
And you know, sort of in terms of food offerings, I mean, I know you said this, the Rove, they had the kind of the barbecue type option, and you know, you can get sort of caviar at the Billionaire Mansion. But I mean, I've got the menu here, and I sort of won't kind of talk you through the whole thing, but there are over 10 different kinds of salads. You've got a seafood and sushi bar. You've got a live oyster bar. Well, I'm hoping the oysters are dead, but they're fresh, obviously. Oysters there. You've got a massive sort of cheese thing. You've got live cooking dim sum bar.
Is that then, the official name for it? Is it a massive cheese thing?
Massive cheese thing is what it's called, even cheese board. Then you've got noodle stations. This would be good to your family. I know they like oriental food. There's a live noodle egg and rice station. Then you've got a carving station with all the traditional things. Yeah. Barbecue station with things like lime and chili tuna, prawns, you know, all this Korean spicy lamb chops, all the rest of it. And then they go on to mains, like sort of butter chicken and kind of lamb moussaka, some vegetarian things in the desserts. And I think that's, plus they've got a DJ there. They've got a live band, and they've also got their own fireworks, which you can see sort of over the lawn, because we've done things from Just School there. So I think in terms of what they're offering is absolutely brilliant. Really.
And how much are we talking for?
How much do you think it is, Steph?
I'm going to say it's family orientated. They can't charge as much as you would possibly charge in downtown. I'm going to say $5.50.
Yeah.
I'll go $4.50, I think, on this one.
$425 if you're just having the soft beverage package, and $625 if you're having the drinks package. But if you're members, it's only $395 if you're having the soft beverage package, or you're a young adult, or you know, whatever, and then $550 if you're having the full beverage package. So I think it's a very, very good offering. I think Emar have done kind of a very good offering, especially as it's a new restaurant.
Food. The news and the reviews.
We've got Monica with us from Do in Dubai. Now, Monica, text has come in on 4001 from Steve, who is not happy. It didn't come in capitals, but I'm sensing that he's not happy. He says, Flavio is not a racing driver. He never was. He is a convicted cheat, though. Now, not being from Sports Tonight, I have no idea.
I don't doubt what he's saying, but I don't know his reputation for cheating, especially not cheating Steve.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a restaurateur very well known in Kenya for hanging out with Naomi Campbell, and he has something or the other, quite a lot, I think, to do with racing cars.
Thanks for your text messages to 4001. Keep them coming in. I'm heading off to the Liwa Festival, and somebody says, is it approved by the Environment Agency? Dune bashing, camping, haphazardly, it's very damaging to the desert, plants and wildlife. It must be. It's a huge event. They also do like horse racing, camel racing, falcon racing. It's all going on there.
How many people go? Thousands of people.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a proper setup. But yeah, I'm going to be going along to that. I'm being dragged.
1001.
1001 now, yeah, it will be. So, speaking of places to spend New Year's Eve, in Dubai, we've talked about Rove Downtown, we've talked about Arabian Ranches, if you want more of a kind of family setup. We've also talked about the Billionaire Mansion, which we can't afford to go to, right? Am I
no,
right?
That should be on the other guy's show, who does those five things Steph and Mark can't afford to do. I remember his name, Rob, is it?
That's Steve.
Stephen Bond, yes, that's right.
And we talked about Mori Sushi. If you aren't going to be indulging in drinks, perfect place to go, right in front of the Burj Khalifa. Amazing sushi there, and loads of places to park. But there's another one as well, which is quite sporty, Brunswick Sports Bar in Mall of the Emirates. And I spoke to Fiona from Brunswick Sports Bar, which is a bit of a cheaper option. They've gone for kind of a, like, being at your local, at home kind of feel.
It's $3.50, unlimited bevvies with all the Brunswick favourites in miniature. So, you know, burgers, hot dogs, which is really the vibe of Brunswick. It's really just like, you know, chilled with your mates. We don't have a dress code. You can come as you are. If you want to dress up, that's cool. If you want to dress down, that's also cool. It's some place that you can actually go and, like, listen to your friends speaking and not, like, this raging rave that you usually get in Dubai on a New Year.
Now, two good points in there for me. $3.50. That's the cheapest one we've found yet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very reasonable,
including,
isn't it?
Including beverages, yeah, house beverages.
And music at a level where you can still chat to your mates.
That's another important one on New Year's Eve.
It's a huge gripe for me, that.
I'm not getting over this not dressing up, though, for New Year's Eve. Is it something that, you know, is that this a new trend, Monica?
If you haven't got a nice dress, I suppose you think, oh, don't worry, I'll just go in what old thing I have. But if you're at Brunswick, you just go shopping before you go to New Year's Eve. You just go quickly buy something in Dubai Shopping Festival, knock down bargain prices, some twinkles, cut the label off, and then off you go.
I think there's nothing more empowering than going to a place where people are dressed up and dressing down. I love it. I love it. It shows confidence. It's like, I don't need to wear high heels and a fancy dress. Perfectly happy within my own skin. Don't you think?
No.
Nope.
No, definitely not in Dubai.
No.
I'd rather be slightly overdressed.
That's why we're not going to the same places, isn't it?
I'd actually rather be slightly overdressed than underdressed.
Honestly.
It's easy to kind of dress down a bit. You can just quickly take off your jewellery, or, you know, kick your heels off or whatever, take a scarf off, or just put the handbag down. But how do you dress up if you've gone underdressed in the first place? It's very difficult, isn't it?
How underdressed are we talking? Are we talking, I mean, like what you're wearing now, what you're wearing today? Would you go in that outfit?
Yeah.
You would?
Not to Billionaire Mansion, okay. You wouldn't get in, mate. I'll tell you, I was struggling. You wouldn't get past them.
So So Brunswick, there is going to be music, and they are going old school, which I think you're going to like, Mark.
Okay. We've got Deep Creek Cartel playing. They're going to be spinning on vinyl.
Spinning on vinyl.
Oh, very good.
Don't you just love that, although now you can put like thousands and thousands of songs on tiny bits of technology.
That they drag all these vinyl records along.
We're taking the vinyls back out. So getting home, Monica, you were worried about getting home. It's a bit of a thing on New Year's Eve, right?
It is.
Taxis can be tricky to hunt down. Brunswick has got a bit of a win when it comes to getting you home.
We're right on the metro line on the Mall of Emirates. So this drama, which happens every year, the worry that you're not going to get a cab, we don't have any of that. You can just jump on the metro and we're literally right there.
Not if you live in Arabian Ranches,
not
though.
If you live in Arabian Ranches. No, no. The Brunswick is the nearest I can get home to Arabian Ranches
via the
metro.
How long did it take to walk along Sakeem Street from there, do you think?
Never done it. I don't think I ever would.
Half an hour?
No,
probably a bit longer.
Much longer than that. Gosh, no. From entering the Arabian Ranches to get to my bit is 40 minutes. No.
So that's Brunswick Sports Bar. 350 dirhams, unlimited beverages. I think that's the cheapest
that's
one we've found.
It's good value.
Very good value.
And it's a nice vibe, yeah. And you can do some shopping beforehand.
What would you think if I said to you Blue Marlin Ibiza?
I think it's not my kind of music. And
yeah.
It's a fair way up the Abu Dhabi Road, isn't it?
Isn't it in the Palm, Blue Marlin Ibiza?
Well, here's the thing. That's what everyone always asks. You hear about the place a lot, but do you know exactly where it is?
I thought it was out Gantoot way.
You might be on a better course than actually Monica is. Sebastian Clark is the guy there who's planning the New Year's Eve party. And he told me that it is actually in the Golden Tulip Resort.
That's in Gantoot. Gantoot is on exit 399 on the road from Dubai towards Abu Dhabi. It's literally just after you go across the border. You'll see the exit 399 and signpost for Golden Tulip Resort.
See, Monica, just thinking, I'm never going to get home. I can't walk from there.
that would be a fair walk, Monica.
Yeah, no.
But I think with this kind of party, you stay out most of the night.
And would you stay at the Golden Tulip? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I think you would stay there.
Would make sense, the nearest place.
He also told me a little bit about what he's been planning for New Year's Eve. They've partnered up with a huge brand from Barcelona in Spain for this.
They recently won Mixed Mag's Best Club of the Year. It's a huge concept with performers, DJs, artists, pretty much pure madness. It's done over the last couple of years. It's gained some really big traction around the world with huge parties, sellout parties in Ibiza, from London to New York to South America. It's really, really taken across the globe, and they've even gone into Asia now.
Anyone thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking, Steph?
I'm 37. What? I'm thinking, am I too old for this party?
I certainly am.
Me too, way too old.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I asked Sebastian that. How young do you have to be to actually go to this party?
How young? It's open to everyone. I mean, honestly, you have all of Elro's quite infamous for, you know, people of all ages, as long as they're over 21, all around the world, you know, getting involved. You have the old, young, the crazy, the weird, the wonderful, you know. It welcomes people with open arms. It's a huge, crazy party. We've got 200 kilos of confetti. We have 20 performers, stilt walkers, artists, costumes, makeup, everything, you name it. It's an absolutely wonderful experience that, you know, welcomes everyone in with open arms.
That does sound pretty cool. It sounds quite interactive, doesn't it?
And why is it called Blue Marlin if it's in Gantoot, remind me?
I have no idea.
No, I just thought it was kind of to do with the sea and fish and...
Isn't that the brand? Isn't that the kind of the nightclub brand?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's always called Blue Marlin.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's not the name of the night. It's just Blue Marlin where people go, isn't it?
I have some friends on the Palm, and when they're here at Christmas, they always arrange different things to do. And one of their nights is always at Blue Marlin Ibiza.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's not. It wasn't for New Year's Eve. And they all have to go quite early on. And by 9:30 at night, it's all finished.
No, well, that's not the case.
Not here.
For New Year's Eve.
Not for New Year's Eve, but that's what it is normally. And they've kind of partied out by that time. So they like it because it's an early night of hard partying.
Do you think you could do it?
Not me.
If I told you you had to go there, do you think you could go there and have a good time?
How much are you paying me?
How much do you think it'll be?
What, this night?
Yeah.
How much this night will be? What's included then?
Everything.
Dinner, drinks,
and entertainment.
I don't think there's any dinner. I'm not sure dinner happens.
Maybe
at a place like
a bit of finger food, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's one of the places to be seen, so I think it's going to be top bracket. I'll be going around about 900 for this one.
What do you reckon, Monica?
I think it's going to be sort of nearer 700 or 700 to 800. 700.
Let's find out.
Well, for gents, it's 850 dirhams, and for ladies, it's 650. Starting from 7 o'clock and we'll run till 3 or 4 a.m.
So there you go. Mm. So it runs till 4 a.m. from 7 o'clock. So that's quite a lot of partying. But what do you think about different prices for men and women?
Yeah.
First time I've heard that.
Well, it happens on, is it ladies' night?
Yeah. Ladies' night, yeah. Yeah. Lots of ladies can come free. I suppose they don't want it to be sort of, I suppose it's more encourage more ladies to come along if it's more reasonable, wouldn't it? Is that what they would do? Because they don't want a sort of a party full of men, I suppose.
Yeah. So although, I love that party.
You know, you don't want lots of bachelors there. You want sort of lots of girls as well. Yeah, so it's cheaper to take your girlfriend, your sort of, so maybe that's what it is.
I do think it's a bit of a young venue. I can see my sister going there, my little sister. She would absolutely love that. She's like 34. She would still love it now.
And is there a metro station for you to kind of pile out onto at 4 o'clock in the morning for you to get home?
The metro doesn't get out that far.
It doesn't, does it?
Take your tent out there. Another young venue, though, which is a little bit closer to town, is the Sky Bubble.
It certainly is a Sky Bubble. So I was really excited when I was reading about this one. And I think I would actually do this one year. They didn't actually have places where you could, they didn't have sort of any rooms left to spend the night, but I'd love to go there, spend the night. It's at the Maidan Hotel and experience everything that they've got on offer. So they have this quite well-known DJ duo, Maxwell and Ingrosso, who are, I think they were ex-Swedish House Mafia. They were sort of part of
that. She knows her stuff.
Yeah, I know my stuff there. So not only do you get a sort of really kind of top-class dinner, you've got a beverage package thrown in for free, and then you get the concert tickets as well, which is hosted by this sort of very well-known duo. At the Sky Bubble, which apparently has this sort of quite, it's like a crescent-shaped roof, and it's quite an iconic space, I understand, in Dubai, because you've got almost 360-degree views of Dubai. So seeing the fireworks are going to be absolutely no problem whatsoever. So what do you think that's going to be? So not only have you got the concert tickets fronted by Maxwell Ingrosso, sort of quite big brand name, you've got a very good dinner and fireworks.
Don't answer this until you've heard
band,
okay?
All right, let's have a listen.
Faces in our hands, castles made of sand. No more guessing, no regrets.
It's building. Totes get into that. You?
I'm still more into my YMCA.
Oh,
YMCA, please.
I actually really like that, Monica.
Yeah, I like the sound of it because I think the Maidan is a pretty classy place. I like the fact that you've got the 360 degree view of the Burj. It's not just kind of not of the Burj of Dubai. You're not just kind of staring straight at one place in front of you. You've got the concert. What I thought was also very good, because I quizzed them quite carefully about this, was this unlimited beverage package that we hear about. Was it just at dinner? And they said, no, you can go down and avail of that one at the concert as well. So I think that's quite good. They're not being cheap skates about that, saying, oh, you just, that's finished once you finish your dinner, and you can carry on enjoying yourself, you do your dancing, whatever it is, like listen to the music, or not if you don't want to chill up there. And they've also got a few family packages as well. In fact, there are 8 different packages that they've got. So this one is number 7, and there are some packages that are sort of for designed for families as well, and those ones are much more reasonable.
But
how much do you think? So we might just put them separately and then add them up. So you've got this concert ticket at the Maidan, you've got really nice dinner and drinks at the Maidan, and the fireworks in this in the Sky Bubble, and then just add them together. And what do you think it should be?
Well, I'd quite like to go, but I could not see myself paying any more than $650, and that's quite a posh.
No, I'm thinking it's going to be more than that. I'm going to go $1,250 for this one.
It's under 1,000 dirhams. It's $999. So I think if you were just going for dinner and drinks, the $650 is probably about right. But then the fact you've got the concert ticket as well, and then you've got the unlimited beverage packages with dinner and then with the concert in this really nice venue, I think $999, so under 1,000 dirhams is, I think that would be worth it. It would be a good night out.
Yep. And that is the Sky Bubble at Maidan.
The Sky Bubble at Maidan, yep.
Right, maybe you don't want to go out. Each year, more and more of us actually stay in. We throw our own parties. We've got some great tips for you on how to do that when we come back. Also, we've got one more for you, and it's in City Walk.
Food. The news and the reviews.
And we've got Monica from Doing Dubai with us. So, Monica, we've talked about lots of different places to go. It seems we've found the cheapest, which is about 350 dirhams, Brunswick Sports Club. We found the most expensive, which is Billionaire Mansion, at 4,500 for one of the packages.
If you're
there,
going for the Classy Bubbles package, yes, Steph.
Oh, yep. Goodness
Pointed
me.
Pointed at me then, Steph.
But did I say that you do get lentil soup at midnight as well with that
You
package?
Didn't mention that.
Sorry. Okay, so do throw that one in. Don't forget that. Midnight lentil soup.
You found one, and I'm like, hang on a minute. I didn't know there was anywhere in City Walk that would be doing New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, I take my job very seriously, Steph, so I leave nothing unexplored when it comes to Dubai's eating and drinking venues. So I loved this. I absolutely loved it. Came across it by accident yesterday. We're entertaining visitors, as you know. We actually had like a breakfast in the park across the road where there's a beautiful water tower is.
I've ridden my bike there and nearly got tackled by the security guard to get me off it in case I ruin the grass.
Okay, so we walked across and we said, you have to see sort of City Walk and this extension and all this sort of very pedestrianised kind of modern urban type area of Dubai, and it's all quite new, etc., etc. So we're walking around and there's a sign there and it said Cheval. So see, I thought it was like as in Cheval, like horses or something.
And they cigars
in French
as well. Cheval cigars.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. Cheval. So Cheval, you never get it. It stands for chivalry. And it's the name of
Could have got it if you'd given me long enough.
Which we don't have. So it's the name of the restaurant at this very, very smart urban place. I really, really like it. I think this is going to be one of my favourite places, at least in the earlier part of 2017, while it's kind of still quite nice weather. And it's basically this restaurant sort of very much inside and outside. So you've got very nice white leather low chairs, low tables, dining tables, lots of marble, lots of white orchids everywhere. Lovely, lovely place. Looked really nice. And I said, hey, this is really nice. And then I saw a menu and there were kind of beverages on the menu. And I thought, gosh, we're in City Walk. How did this happen? Because it doesn't look anything like a hotel. But the fact of the matter is it is. It's a restaurant. It's one of two or three restaurants in this new hotel called La Ville. V-I-L-L-E. And La Ville is one of these sort of luxury boutique hotels that's part of an Autograph collection. And the Autograph collection belongs to the Marriott Hotel Group, and they've just opened there. So we're going to come back in 2017 and talk about the restaurant as a new place to go and eat. They've also got an infinity pool upstairs with a bar. So you can see the Burj Khalifa fireworks. You can walk around sort of very, very funky City Walk, and you know there's all those screens that they've got. They'll be projecting all sorts of things on there and like little lasers, and they've got that very funky roof with all the solar panels all kind of crisscrossing there. And you can expect to eat things like lobster for your starters with the purple potato. Do you remember what I mentioned that?
Yeah,
from
you mentioned that a few weeks ago.
Get the purple potato.
Really nice. Yeah, lobster.
You said purple things are good for you.
Purple things are good for you. So lobster with purple potato. You could also get things like beef tenderloin, lamb chops, Moroccan spice lamb, buttermilk risotto. And Zara's over here in the corner. If you're a vegetarian, Zara, wild mushroom truffle risotto with roasted peas. I like the sound of that. Sounds very, very good. And all sorts of different desserts as well. Now, if you weren't imbibing, that would be 650 dirhams. But what do you think if you were imbibing, if you had a kind of fairly comprehensive alcohol package?
Oh, I'm going to say maybe 1,950?
Yeah, 900.
850. So, yes, it's certainly not cheap, but then it certainly isn't sort of, you know, over the top, I think, for a place like that. And if you're into people watching as well, very, very smart hotel. Very nice. I highly recommend it.
I just like that I haven't heard of it before. Like, it's a bit of a secret one.
But I thought that's why I was brought on to Dubai, because just to tell you about all these things. Find the secrets. Yes, the little gems of Dubai. And I tell you, everyone else, apart from me, walked past it. And they said, oh, Cheval, what's that? And they looked at the sort of kind of dark grey sign with the writing. And then they walked past. And I said, no, carry on, guys. I'm going off to explore. And then I was a half an hour, basically. And I'm like, oh, my God, where is she? So I'd found something. So I was really excited as well. I was very, very excited. It's sort of, in terms of where it is in City Walk, do you remember Farzi Cafe? We spoke about Farzi Cafe.
Yeah, but I never got down there. Is it City Walk that is nearest to Al Wasl or nearest to downtown?
It's the new bit, extension bit, so nearest to downtown. So you go to that cafe called Brass, I think, on the front, go into that little mall, out the back, and then you'd see Farzi, and then it would be opposite there. But we actually walked all the long way in from the other side. But very, very nice. Yeah, you're going to hear a lot about that in 2017.
So that's your roundup of things to do on New Year's Eve. However, a lot of people stay in, don't they, and have their own parties.
Yeah.
And I understand that, because all of that is quite expensive. If you're thinking for one night, a couple of you, it's a lot of money to drop on a night out. But planning your own New Year's Eve party, we've got some tips to make sure it goes smoothly. I want to know what you think of these guys. Choosing the right venue for the number of people. So having a party in your own house. Could you ever be comfortable having a party in your own house?
If I invited the guests, yes.
Okay, what about if your daughter's friends came?
We have done that. We have gone there, and we do have some rules. But I think you're on a dodgy wicket on New Year's Eve, because, you know, if it's a birthday or something, you can say, right, okay, come on, lads, right.
So how many guests would you be inviting?
If I was having a party, I mean, we've had like 50 or so.
Yeah.
Too many.
45, 50 people. Oof, with a bar person and
no more than
catering.
13.
13?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Or 14, because 13's a bit unlucky, isn't it?
Yeah, get that one extra in.
The second tip on here is to communicate the dress code, but should there ever be one?
Not for a house party.
You don't think?
Not for a house party.
Mr. I Hate Casual?
No, I wouldn't put a tuxedo on or anything.
I don't
like
it when you get those invitations where you have to dress in a particular theme, because I think, oh God, and even if it's something quite simple like Spanish, it's like you're digging through your things that have a bit of a frill on or a red hair clip or something like that. I don't think you should put your guests out of their comfort zone, but I think it is quite nice to give an indication. So it's like sparkly, for example. So that could be, you could interpret that like kind of black dress and a bit of diamante or something like that. That might be fine. And you could wear something Indian or something Western or whatever you like.
Feed your guests is the next one, but only with food that won't stain when it's dropped, because it will be dropped if this is in your house.
So what food stains?
So curry's out, chili's out.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute.
Beetroot. Curry's
out. No, curry's very, very good to feed people on cold Dubai nights when they've had quite a lot to drink, possibly. Not necessarily if you serve it properly like I do.
How's that? How do you stop people dropping it on the rug?
Well, we just serve very small portions of it on top of rice in little bowls with spoons, and they just have little bits.
Okay.
That's fine. Great big plates. It's beautiful, yeah.
So we can still have the curry.
Absolutely.
And build a music playlist, Mark, especially for you.
Yeah.
One that is not just for your taste in music. How do you feel about that?
All right, so my YMCA and Dancing on the Ceiling from Lionel Richie has got to be embellished by some other stuff, hasn't it?
Yeah, you got to think about other people.
I get that every year at home when I do when I do Christmas Eve, and you know, people are tired of hearing the songs that I play. So something for everyone.
Did you play some Shaggy? Did you play that Christmas Shaggy song that we had, Mark?
No, I didn't. I didn't play that. But I did play a lot of Bruno Mars this year, and it went down really well.
Yeah. What is the one place, the one song, sorry, that you would recommend for New Year's Eve if someone had to put it on their playlist?
YMCA.
What about you, Monica?
Why YMCA?
Because it's the party song, isn't it? You know, when you hit midnight. Or Hey Baby by DJ Otzi. You know, hey baby. Ooh, and everybody does all the ooh ahs. Yeah.
I would have thought it would be like Auld Lang Syne, no?
Well, do you know what? You are nearer to the mark, Monica. We've got a list of a few songs that should be on there. There's one, Mark, that I am shocked you did not pick up on. Like, I think you're going to kick yourself hard when you hear this.
It's just another New Year's Eve.
Barry Manilow.
Night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best.
2000 party over.
Much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Far old acquaintance.
Dubai.
I
like it. Yeah, improvised. Nice arrangement.
Very nice,
so
Monica.
I've got to play Rod Stewart. I've got to play some Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Prince.
Not on your list. Prince.
Got to
have that on there.
Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
I will
your
be playing
Copacabana.
Okay, yeah. We should have played that actually today, I think. I'd have loved to have heard that on New Year's Eve. You've given me a good idea there, Mark.
Another top tip, which I absolutely hate, is to create a hashtag for your event. Ugh. Isn't that awful? Private parties.
No.
It's not good. And the last one, we got to get out of here, guys. The last one is behave like a guest and do not worry about the mess until next year. What do you think? Good advice?
Yeah, you aren't cleaning it up, are you?
Don't nick anything.
Well, we'll end on that, because that is fantastic advice if you were attending a New Year's Eve party at someone's house.